insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs. Thanks for joining us for this episode of LabCast. As always, I'm your host, and we are joined again by my good friend, Mike Schneider, Senior Vice President at Allen & Gerritsen, and LBS enthusiast. Thanks for joining us again, Mike.
Sure, Corey, anytime.
And this marks our first podcast that is recorded via Skype. We're really excited about this, and this will allow us to, you know, reach out to more guests who are further away moving forward. So in our previous podcast, we talked a lot about what LBS is at a high level. Kind of like LBS 101. And so for this podcast, we're hoping to dive a little bit deeper and to talk more about how LBS can go mainstream. And I know you have a lot of thoughts on that.
I do have some thoughts on that. I think right now the thing that we're seeing about with LBS is that it's just not quite awesome enough. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is that the value isn't really in a spot where the mainstream person is going to go to the trouble to take out their phone, find a place, check in, and get a deal or a special. And there have been some examples of awesome, and there has been some sort of mainstream breakthrough. Facebook Places did a deal with The Gap where they gave away jeans to 10,000 people, and then when they were out of the jeans, they gave people 40% off if they checked in. Now it was kind of a clunky implementation, but it did generate a lot of mainstream interest and get people to talk about it and to go and check in to get jeans. So, what I think they should do is just do more of what Groupon is doing. And then that's just take control of the specials, make specials awesome, make sure that specials are awesome before they go on to, before they go into the phone and before they go into the system, because that ensures that anybody who finds a special will have a great experience versus going to find a special and figuring out it's only, you know, available to the mayor. And an example of, I'm going to put Pizza Hut on the spot here. An example of what I think is a special that can ruin it for people is the mayor of a Pizza Hut gets free breadsticks. This is one that I saw when I was checking into a Pizza Hut in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I was excited to see the special, but when I saw it, there are a couple of things wrong with it. One, I couldn't use it. And two, there's no chance of me competing for this mayorship to the point where I would ever be able to use it. I couldn't use it right then. And then I would never be in a situation where I'd be able to use it, you know. And I don't – it wasn't clear. I think it was just for the mayor of that particular Pizza Hut too. So it wasn't like I could be the mayor of the Pizza Hut in Boston, mm-hmm. you know, in Boston and then also get the special in Ohio, you know. So it wasn't awesome enough.
Right. So obviously really good specials and incentives are a way to get people to check in, but are there other ways?
Sure. 50% off or better, right? I mean, that's an awesome special in my mind. There are some other ways too. We've seen companies like Tasty Delight and Safeway's done a partnership with Foursquare and Pepsi where they actually physically hook up Foursquare to the loyalty program, and they use it for various reasons. But the idea there is that, you know, the check-in becomes passive. So you go into a Tasty Delight, for instance, you scan your Tasty Delight card, it automatically checks you in on Foursquare. You get additional points for that, for doing that, because it's giving Tasty Delight impressions and saying that, Corey checked in to Tasty Delight, and I think it gives some information on what you ordered as well to your Foursquare audience. And it's, it gives you, it makes the whole thing passive. So you never even had to go to your phone. The only thing that you had to do was at some point go into your Tasty Delight profile and give it access to your Foursquare account.
Yeah, that seems great. I know the barrier for a lot of people is I just don't want to have the hassle of taking my phone out whenever I go somewhere.
Right. That's one of the barriers. The other is privacy, which, you know, the thing is you can in theory turn off the broadcasting of your check-ins and still check in. So you can go to Foursquare, for instance, gives you the ability to check in off grid, and World gives you the ability to just check in for, you know, quote, trusted friends, mm-hmm. And just show them the trusted friends. But the you know, the idea here is that you know, you could still check in and a company could see, you know, where you've been checking in, and they could learn a little bit about your behavior and the things that you like. But you wouldn't necessarily have to broadcast your data to everybody. So that would be a way to alleviate privacy concerns. So, you know, a company or your friends could still have access to your foot feed, even though your foot feed being like the places that you check in, without you necessarily having to broadcast it to everyone. And I think, you know, the idea here is that this data can, in the hands of you know, marketers and brands, makes the marketers and brands smarter about you and your preferences, and allows them to give you tailored messages. This morning at a MyTex event, there was a fireside chat with the founder of the MIT Media Lab named, his name is Nicholas Negroponte. He came up with the idea for the $100 laptop, among many, many other great ideas. I mean, he's a genius. He talked about, you know, us giving up information in order to make advertising into news. So, I mean, that's the goal here. It's this whole idea of give to get. You give information, you get something back. It's this idea of making all of the advertising that comes your way into a very personal experience that you actually care about and that you might even opt into. And LBS is just another stream of information that would make that possible. So, you know, so LBS data is another activity stream that makes this possible. And we can find out things like, you know, brand loyalty versus place loyalty. You can find, you know, so for instance, does Corey like Starbucks because it's in her neighborhood, or does she go to Starbucks in every single place that she goes because she's a jet setter? Mm-hmm. What other brands does Corey like to interact with? We can make guesses about the kinds of products that you like based on the stores that you go to. We can find out about, you know, competitive situations. We can find out how often you go buy certain products. We know how, you know, everything from how often you go to the grocery store to how often you go to the coffee shop, how often you go shopping for clothing or things like that based on your check-ins. And that kind of information gives us a much better feel for the sorts of offers that we should make to you.
So you're saying this idea to give to get is that more people will opt in to sharing this information with brands when they're rewarded with more valuable deals.
I think so, yes. So more valuable deals and deals that are tailored to them. Like, you know, an offer for a bra at Victoria's Secret is probably lost on me, although I might pass it along to my wife. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're offering me, if for some reason, you know, you offered me something from, say, Hugo Boss, if you offered me, 20-30% off at Hugo Boss, then that would be better. That would be better for me. You would know that I like them because they would know that I like them because they see me check in there. And what they might want to do is try to get me to check in again and buy more versus, you know, they're seeing me check in once a month or once every other month. They might say, okay, well, maybe we can get them to come in more often if we give them an offer. And that's the kind of thing you'd want to test into. Can I get a bigger share of Mike's clothing dollar by giving him an offer at this point in time?
So what I'm hearing from you is there are two main ways that you think LBS can go mainstream. One is to make the check-in super easy, you know, almost passive, in a way that you don't even think about it, you're checking into the places you're going. And two, for marketers and brands to get smarter about using LBS in a way that is really valuable for the LBS user.
Yeah, I think those are two really good ways to make LBS go mainstream. And the other is just to get people more comfortable with the security of the information that they're sharing, mm-hmm. that it's not going out to people who are going to come and, you know, rob their houses or do something bad to their families or something along those lines.
Right. And those privacy concerns have been there since day one, it seems. I remember when pleaserobme.com came out, and it was basically a playoff of Foursquare.
Yeah, Please Rob Me would send you tweets based on your Foursquare check-ins, and they, you know, every time you did a check-in from someplace that wasn't near your home, they would send you a tweet that said that, you know, somebody was likely to come and rob you because you were you were sharing this information. And, you know, I think it's, I don't think that there's necessarily a need to share this information with the public. I think it's information that you can collect and, or that should be collected so that you can benefit from it. Giving up all this data can make companies smarter about you, but they also can lead to this concept of manufactured serendipity, where companies like Busy and Ware and Whirl and even Foursquare are learning a lot about you, and then they're helping you make better decisions about what you're doing with your time based on how people who are similar to you are spending theirs and the things that they like. So those are some companies to watch.
That's great. It seems like LBS is going to have a big year in 2011, and we're looking forward to seeing what happens.
This whole industry is changing every day, and it's fun to be on the cutting edge of everything.
Absolutely. So thanks so much for joining us, Michael. We really appreciate having an expert like you in. And I will say expert, as you do have a book coming out in this summer of 2011. You want to tell us a little about that?
Yeah, fellow enthusiast Aaron Strout and I are working on a book called Location-Based Marketing for Dummies. We're actually writing it for Wiley. You can actually pre-order it now if you go to http://amzn.to/lbm4d. So it's Amazon's link shortener, amzn.to/lbm4d, Location-Based Marketing for Dummies.
Perfect. We'll put it in our podcast description. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to check back next week as we switch gears with our guest, Rich Cirillo, who is a sales expert, president and CEO of Above the Line LLC, and he'll be talking to us about accountability in your sales teams.